Well, the speaker lineup for the DNC includes plenty of high-profile politicians, lots of celebrities. But tonight, a woman from New Hampshire is scheduled to take the stage and share her story of how opioid addiction has touched her family. Casey McDermott from Here and Now contributor New Hampshire Public Radio reports.
Pam Livengood first met Hillary Clinton at a campaign event in Keene, New Hampshire last year. She told the candidate a story about how her family has been affected by drug addiction. It appears she made an impression, because a few weeks ago,
one evening I was sitting in my living room and my house phone started ringing and my cell phone started ringing.
Then a car pulled up outside her house. Soon enough,
three people from the Hillary campaign were two on the phone and one sitting on the arm of my couch. It's like, okay, you found me. You got me. What do you want me to do?
What they wanted was for Livengood to tell her story to the country at the Democratic National Convention. It's a story she didn't even expect to be sharing in the first place. 15 months ago, her boss at a furniture company in Keene said Clinton wanted to talk to some employees. Livengood didn't hesitate.
My hand shot up in the air first. I was like, oh my gosh, that sounds so exciting.
Livengood works as an assembly lead there, and she thought she would talk a little bit about the challenges facing small businesses. But Clinton had something else in mind.
She said the first thing she was hit with when she got off the bus was substance abuse, and that's where this came from, was anybody comfortable talking about it? And I was. She says, good, don't be afraid to speak up. So I did.
For the last 4 years, Livengood, who is 54, has been acting as a guardian for her 6-year-old grandson, Francis, because of his parents' struggles with drug addiction. After Francis was born, a doctor gave his mother a prescription for some opioid medication, and Livengood says it snowballed from there. Eventually, the state's Child Protection Division got involved.
They called me and said that, you know, if we get one more call on your daughter, we're moving in. And I couldn't have that. I just couldn't have it. It would have broke our hearts, all of us.
In New Hampshire, Livengood's story is not uncommon. The state's seen an uptick in child protection cases in recent years, driven in part by the substance abuse epidemic. Nearly one-third of New Hampshire kids in foster care placement right now are living with relatives. When Livengood sat down at a roundtable with Clinton, here's what she had to say.
The growing drug problem in our area that my grandson's mother can't be quite so responsible. So we picked it up and took over, but we also need to see more for substance abuse help in our area. There's very limited resources here and would like to see something in that respect. Do you have
well,
any further ideas?
I do, actually.
Clinton told Livengood that she'd been hearing from a lot of people about this issue, and she vowed to make substance abuse and mental health a priority. She's one of many politicians from both parties at the state and national level who made a nod to drug addiction as part of their campaigns.
I think it was a little surprise, but I think I touched her heart. I really do, because she's reached out to me a couple of times inquiring how Francis is doing. And I'm like, oh my goodness, this is amazing.
She's hoping her story might help other families struggling with substance abuse to realize that they're not alone. But above all, she's hoping to get across one message.
All I really want is, you know, just don't forget about the kids.
Tonight, Livengood is scheduled to speak alongside a family from Nevada worried about the possibility of deportation and a woman from New York who advocates for those with disabilities.
And I hope that I will be standing on the stage talking, and then in November, having been part of history for the first woman president in the United States, that would be amazing.
For Here and Now, I'm Casey McDermott.